Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fi Qur'anil Majid fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa aqimis salata li dhikri. Sadaqallahul azim. Among the challenges we find as musallis, those that do perform salah, many a times we find the complaint that I can't keep concentration in salah, which we call commonly khushu and khudu, to have concentration, to have devotion in salah. We find in salah, that is the time the mind begins to wander. Things that we could not remember, things that we forgot. Now all the thoughts flood our mind in salah, now we remember. One person also, somebody asked him, certain parcel you kept somewhere. Where did you keep it? He said, I just can't remember. He thought, he said, I can't remember really. Let me start my 2 rakat namaz. Let me start my 2 rakat salah, then I'll remember. Within salah, everything comes. The little eczema we had behind the ear also, a cough that we had forgotten about the cough. In salah, now we remember the cough. A person was to test drive, whether the cough is there or not, in salah he'll begin. Now he remembers the little eczema he had behind the ear, in salah he wants to feel it. So in salah, all the thoughts will come besides the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here ulama explain, when it comes to salah, what should be our outer condition and the inner condition. Salah, the height of all ibadat. After iman, the most important is our faraiz and salah. The most important. Hajj, once in a lifetime, is farz. That way a person has the nisab by him, he has the wealth by him, then hajj is farz. When it comes to keeping fast, once in the entire year in Ramadan, if you have the health also. But when it comes to salah, when it comes to zakat also, once a year, if you have nisab. When it comes to salah, it's 5 times a day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints the muazzin to call us to salah. And what is salah for? Aqimi salata li dhikri. Allah ta'ala says that establish salah for my remembrance. Allah ta'ala wants to be remembered. And Allah Ta'ala wants undivided attention in salah, think about me only. But Allah Ta'ala knows insan, how he wired the brain of insan. How much he can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he can focus himself. Beautiful example ulama give. How to keep the concentration, how we should be thinking about our life in entirety, how a person should be focused in his entire life and more in salah. They give the example of a mujahid. A person who's in the path of Allah, and like this morning from last night, he knows already that tomorrow morning we're facing the enemy, face to face. That person now is preparing for so many months, if not the week before that, or the day before that. He's eating also, he can picture the enemy in his mind, that tomorrow I'm going to be in the battlefield. Going to the toilet, there also he can't stop thinking about it. Whether he's eating, relieving himself, whether he's going to sleep also, the last thought is tomorrow morning. So his mind is completely engulfed and overpowered by the thought of now, tomorrow we are going to face the enemy. This becomes his life. In the same way, Mashaykh say, our entire life should be like this. One day we are going to face Allah. There's no thoughts of anything else. Even if any other thought comes, we just push it away. We have to do it, we just do it. But there's no time to get involved in it. Like how that mujahid also, he'll have thoughts also. The hunger is there, I just got to fulfill my hunger right now. The thirst is there, I just got to drink some water to fulfill my thirst, quench my thirst. The same way in life, in salah is the training ground to stand before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That my thoughts are in salah. That how to stand before Allah, khashi'ina. That a person's outer appearance shows his humility. Not to tilt the head or to bow the head. It's a proper way of standing in salah, but his head is up. But the way he stands before Allah, you can see the khashiyat, the fear of Allah in that person, in his limbs, not with pride, or just haphazardly, or without a don't care attitude, standing just on one leg, and the hands not tied correctly. Like how a person goes in the plane, they say, buckle up. We are going to fly very high, 35,000 feet above sea level. Here we are flying to the arsh of Allah. To ensure the hands are tied correctly, where you make a ring with 2 fingers around the wrist with the Hanafis, and the 3 fingers, the other 3, are spread out completely below the navel. Person has humility. Now the heart is connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then how to keep that concentration? Iqama is finished, Allahu Akbar. And for us Hanafis also, Allahu Akbar takbir should be audible enough that I can hear it. If my takbir is not audible enough for me to hear it, then my salah hasn't begun. At least the lips move and some sound emits from a person's mouth, so his salah can begin. The imam is saying a very long takbir, Allahu Akbar. If his Allah is terminates before the Allah of the imam, imam say Allah, he puts it and you say Allahu Akbar, then your salah hasn't started. So you should be careful that he doesn't make his Allah before the Allah of the imam, and Akbar also not before the Akbar of the imam. The imam should also be cautious that he doesn't pull Allahu Akbar too much also. So how to keep the concentration in salah. And here also ulama say, that when it comes to salah, Allah Ta'ala made 5 times daily salah. The first salah, the longest it can be is 10 minutes, as we find commonly. Fajr salah and Isha salah. Allah Ta'ala didn't make it too long. If the salah be too long, most 50 minutes, half an hour, salah should be, because Allah Ta'ala knows. From 50 salah, Allah Ta'ala brought it to 5 salah. Allah Ta'ala knows you got family, you have other responsibilities, family is waiting at home. So Allah Ta'ala made the salah very short, from 50 to 5. Another person's salah becomes too long also, becomes cumbersome to himself and to the family that is waiting at home. So this moderation, what surahs to read, how fast to read, all that we are taught in the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. Yes, nawafil at night, when it's not the time for the family. When it's not family time, then your nawafil at night, we can pull as much as we want to. The daytime, these people's rights upon us. If the surahs are short, when it comes to sunnahs, when it comes to the longest qirat, maybe you can find, is in the sunnat qirat of witr salah. There too also, there's about 10 different sunnat qirats in witr. Commonly we know Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la, Surah Kafirun, Surah Ikhlas. Among the shortest, Nabi Ali Salatu Islam is to read in Witr Salah, Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, the first rakat, Surah Al-Falaq, and then Surah Al-Nas, the shortest. So all this was kept in mind. Now how to keep that concentration? A very, very simple way, Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq in all of us. When we're standing for Salah, just to ponder over the first takbir. When we say, Allahu Akbar, and how we translate, this is the translation of lovers of Allah. My Allah is great. My Allah is great. If you want to say the greatest, the greatest. If you just ponder over this Akbar for the entire salah and pose this question to myself, Ya Allah, how great are you? How great is Allah? And let the mind run. For the entire 4 rakats or 2 rakats, Allah is greater than the entire skies, the entire earth. Some earth is soft, so that Allah Ta'ala can allow that earth now to cultivate that land. Some is hard, we can build upon it. Some is in between, we can store water. Allah Ta'ala made this ground and earth for us, made it a carpet for us. Just to bond over the earth, some places is fruits, this type of fruit, some places that type of fruit. The different parts of the world Allah Ta'ala has made. Ya Allah, you greater than this entire earth put together. Below the earth, how insan loves the gold and the silver and the coal and all the gases that come out from the earth. Ya Allah, so much you put in there. For so many years, insan is mining and mining and he's still finding more and more and more. Already how many minutes will go in namaz, just pondering, Ya Allah, you greater than the entire earth, what's above it, what's below it. Then the sky is the water that comes from there. Then Allah Ta'ala is greater than what we find upon the earth. Ya Allah, my house, the buildings I have, the business I have. And continue from whatever we can think of, Allah Ta'ala is greater than everything. Whatever we feel is powerful in the world, beautiful in the world, Ya Allah is more beautiful, more greater than that. And finally, ulama said the most difficult thing, Ya Allah, you are greater than me also. This brain also, subhanAllah, ulama explained, Allah is Kareem. Allah is the one that bestows without us asking also. In this explanation of Kareem, ulama mentioned that whatever good quality we possess, whatever tawfiq we have and ability to do anything good, is only from Allah. A person has patience in him, Allah Ta'ala give him the patience. A person has a quality of ihsan, doing good deeds, that Allah Ta'ala gave him. And ajib, Allah Ta'ala gives these qualities, that Allah Ta'ala praises insan for these qualities also. Rabbashir is sabireen. The glad tidings to those that have sabr in them. Inna Allah lama al muhsinin. Allah Ta'ala said, I am with those who do good deeds, who give us the ability. Allah. Allah gave it, Allah says, what an insan, what a pious person, how good deeds he is doing. Look at his taqwa in him. But who gave the taqwa? Allah. In the salah also, when I come to the end, Ya Allah, you are greater than my intelligence, greater than me. And right now, Ya Allah, the ability to think of you is from you. Allah Ta'ala praises you. What a namaz you perform. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala praises you. But Allah Ta'ala gave the tawfiq. So if you just ponder with this one, how great, Ya Allah, how great are you? Let the mind run on the greatness of Allah. Inshallah, through this, we will fulfill in the command of Allah. Well, Allah Pak doesn't say that perform salah. Allah Ta'ala says establish salah. Establishment of salah entails that a person performs his salah with all the faraiz, all the wajibat, all the sunnats, the mustahabbat. This is iqamatus salah, to establish salah. I'm standing correctly, tying my hands correctly, listening to the imam, reciting the tasbihat correctly. When hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that person, man aqama salah faqad aqama ad-deen, wa man tarakaha faqad hadama ad-deen. That person who has established salah, not just perform salah, establishment of salah, as we mentioned, all the mustahabbat, sunnats, wajibat, faraiz, all come in his salah, complete. So the person who performs salah like this, he has established deen. And that person who has left out a salah like this, where he is full of the mustahabbat, sunan, wajibat, faraiz, he hasn't performed salah like this, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that he has destroyed the entirety of deen. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. When it comes to our ladies at home also, very important, how they establish their salah. Commonly we find the housewife or the mother, she starts her salah, but the mind is in the pot on the stove. Or is in the microwave. Or is in the washing machine. Or is with the children. She just finishes her sunnahs only, put the stove off. Finish the farz namaz, halidi, dua also. Just see the machine is off or this is on. The mind is not in the namaz. For them also, they can cut the qiraat short a little bit, but keep the concentration in the salah. That how great is my Allah? Is greater than my entire house and all my belongings and all the appliances I have. Ya Allah, you enable them to work. You put the food on the table. And Ya Allah, you put the taste in the food also. Is it that I am doing it? That I am a very good chef or a baker? Ya Allah, you are the one that is doing it. In this way, a person will keep his concentration in salah. Allah Ta'ala give us a fair to be an amal.